Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks so much for carving out a few minutes of your day. It's such an honor to get to come to you each and every weekday with a cup of encouragement. Well, in our world, there's a lot of things that are changing around us. There's this sense of uncertainty where it seems like everything is changing. Well, one of the things that will never change is our call to love other people. In fact, that will never change. The need to serve other people, to love God and love others, that will not change. But one thing that could change during the season is our capacity to love other people. Honestly, love is the greatest aim in life because we were put on this earth to learn to love God and to love other people. The New Testament has so much to say about love. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 13, it makes it even clearer in a few short verses why this is the most important value. And so today, as you launch into your day, let me give you some reminders of why love is such a big deal. Number one is because without it, whatever we say is not effective. Here's what he says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but I don't have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. What he's saying is that words without love are just noise. People begin to resent us and they begin to reject unloving words, but they'll listen, they'll respond when words are spoken from a place of love. Here's a second truth about it. Without love, all that you know is incomplete. He says in verse 2, if I have the gift of prophecy, and if I can fathom all the mysteries and all knowledge, but I don't have love, he says, I am nothing. See, the world around us has so much information. You can Google anything. It's exploding with information and knowledge. Yet, many of our most basic problems aren't being solved by information or technology or knowledge. Why? Because the world is not looking for more knowledge. The world is looking for, yep, you guessed it, for love. Here's the third truth. Without love, all that you believe is insufficient. Now, that may seem crazy at first, but he says in verse 2, if I have faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. See, a lot of people have this misconception that being a believer is just about believing certain truths, believing certain doctrines. But here's the question. Do you love Jesus? Do you realize that he loves you? Christianity, this life of faith, is about experiencing the love of Jesus that he has for you and learning how to love like him. Here's another truth. Without love, all that you give is insignificant. He says in verse 3, if I give all I possess to the poor, that's a great thing. If I give all I possess to the poor, but do not have love, I gain nothing. See, there's all kinds of motivations for giving, including an obligation or prestige or guilt. But just because you give doesn't mean you're doing it in love. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Here's a last truth. Without love, all that you accomplish is inadequate. He says in verse 3, if I were burned alive for preaching the gospel, but didn't love others, it would be of no value whatever. See, you can have all kinds of great accomplishments. You could have a list of things that you've done. You could even sacrifice your life for the greatest cause in the world, the kingdom of God, but without love, it's a wasted effort. You could be the smoothest talker in the world. You could be the smartest person on the planet. You could have the most faith of anybody else. You could be the most generous person and the most dedicated, but if you don't have love, it really doesn't count. But here's the good news today. The good news is that you can love others. Why? Because God first loved you. Jesus says that as you live within his love, he will help you to love other people. When you draw closer to him, what begins to happen is your ability to love will increase, your capacity to love will increase, and he makes it possible for you to live out this calling to love others. And so I know these days feel uncertain. There's a lot of things that are changing around us, but the thing that does not change, one of the many things that does not change, is our call to love other people. And so I want to encourage you today to do that well today. Ask the Lord Jesus, Jesus, would you help me to see other people as you see them so that I can love them as you do? Man, call a friend today. If you're in a small group, call a couple of people, check in on them. If you're friends, if you've got some family members, some elderly people around you, let this be a season that we increase our intentionality and our capacity to love one another. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.